Welcome to Seed to Sound. Powered by Vangst. Hey seedlings, welcome back to Seed to Sound. We are here at MJ BizCon 2019 in Las Vegas, and sitting down with us right now is Jill Ellsworth, founder and CEO of Willow Industries. Welcome, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
Gosh, how's MJ Biz been for you so far?
It has been great. I got to spend a couple hours at the booth and ran into a lot of contacts that you talk on the phone with all year. And then to put a face to a name or catch up with someone that you haven't seen in a while, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a really great experience. It's so big. This conference is so overwhelming. But I'm really excited to, you know, sneak away from the booth and go explore and see how crazy this industry has grown.
Yeah. It's so much fun. This is the first trade show I've ever been to. I've been to like a Comic-Con before, but that's nothing like this. Seeing all of the different apparatuses that people have built just for their booth, it's kind of insane.
I know. We have a 15-foot willow tree. So,
oh my gosh,
you have to come by the booth and take a look at it. It's really pretty. It definitely stands out.
Oh, I bet. Looking back on 2019, what were the biggest changes to the industry?
I would say the biggest changes to the industry have been moving towards more legitimacy and a greater adoption of, you know, we're in the consumer safety industry. So a greater adoption of consumer safety standards. We're seeing cultivators really be conscientious about production of cannabis and how to make sure that every consumer is receiving a safe product. I mean, with the vaping crisis, that really pulled to the forefront why we need to protect consumers and how can we actually do that. So I would say adoption of what it looks like to operate in a very legal, regulated industry.
And do you predict any other big changes for 2020?
I would say 2020 will bring, you know, continuing to move in that direction. Mm-hmm. I imagine that state regulators are really going to start cracking down on testing and possibly moving towards GMP requirements. I would say probably a lot more red tape is coming to the industry.
Well, then we'll just tear it down, right? So you have a passion for moving the cannabis industry forward in terms of regulations and consumer safety. Do you think the industry is still moving in that forward direction? What can we do to keep it moving forward? What us as consumers, us as people working within the industry?
Certainly, yes. I definitely think the industry is moving in that direction and will continue, especially because states that are now becoming live in terms of medical and rec use, you're going to see stricter regulations, stricter testing, requirements for, you know, potential HACCP plans within production. But also, you know, for a consumer, you need to ask questions. Who are the farmers? Who are the manufacturers? What type of are you testing? You know, some of this is, especially in the hemp CBD industry, there aren't really any requirements right now. Mm-hmm. So really understanding where this product is coming from and asking for more transparency is very important for a consumer. You want to know. You know where your food's coming from. You look for organic. You look for non-GMO. What can we start to see in cannabis that's going to model that? And so a consumer being aware and being smart about your purchases.
Absolutely. So what does 2020 look like for Willow Industries?
Well, we opened a central processing facility in California.
Very nice.
A couple months ago.
Nice.
And so I definitely see more growth around that. Our leasing business has taken off tremendously. And so I hope to see, you know, step and repeat with all of that business across the country, especially the new states that are coming online, and just continuing to grow with the industry and creating transparency and a sense of safety for everyone in it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Jill, for being on Seed to Sound. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.